History of Wolves by Emily Friedland. Read by Caitlin Thorburn.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Become conscious for a single moment that life and intelligence are purely spiritual, neither in nor of matter, and the body will then utter no complaints. Mary Baker Eddy, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures. I won't be dying after all, not now, but will go on living dizzily hereafter in reality, half deaf to reality, in the room perfumed by the fire that our inextinguishable will begins. Timothy Donnelly, The New Intelligence. Science. Chapter 1. It's not that I never think about Paul. He comes to me occasionally before I'm fully awake, though I almost never remember what he said or what I did or didn't do to him. In my mind, the kid just plops down into my lap. Boom. That's how I know it's him. There's no interest in me, no hesitation. We're sitting in the nature center on a late afternoon like any other, and his body moves automatically toward mine, not out of love or respect, but simply because he hasn't yet learned the etiquette of minding where his body stops and another begins. He's 4. He's got an owl puzzle to do. Don't talk to him. I don't. Outside the window, an avalanche of poplar fluff floats by, silent and weightless as air. The sunlight shifts.